You know, it's amazing that just that quick, just that simple, the God of the universe can completely and totally and radically change your perspective. 100% of what you believe, 100% of what you think and you know is true can be changed like that. And the Bible is full of stories like that. Wellspring Church is full of stories like that. There's this guy in the Bible that the Bible talks about a lot. It's called, his name's Paul, the Apostle Paul. He actually wrote about half the New Testament. The Apostle Paul was a guy who hated the church. He hated Jesus. He hated Christians. He did everything he could to destroy them. And then one day, walking down a dirt road, in one moment, everything changed because he had an encounter with Jesus. See, that's the power of Jesus. That's the power of Christmas. That's the power of the message that we proclaim every week, but 100% what we proclaim tonight, that the God of the universe came so that you and I could have a relationship with him. See, it's the same message that's been proclaimed for over 2,000 years. It's the very same message. What I want to talk about tonight very briefly is that there was one group of people back then when Jesus showed up, one group of people that had a chance to encounter Jesus. They had a chance to experience what he offered, and they completely and totally missed it. They missed Christmas. They missed everything there was to know about Christmas. In fact, when Jesus was presented to them, they scoffed. They laughed. And here's the kicker. They were the religious leaders of the day. They were called the Pharisees. All right? They were the guys who did what I do now. They led church services. They preached. But they missed it because they trusted themselves and they were so busy believing what they knew to be true to be true. They were so busy chasing their intellect and doing stuff that they completely and totally missed it. And they shouldn't have. If any one group of people should have gotten who Jesus was and what he was doing, it was those guys. Because they did everything you think of when you think of church people. All right? They never missed a Sunday. They brought their Bibles to church. Their kids never acted up when they were at church. They were good. They were perfect. They were angels. When the doors were opened, they were there. See, they were consumed with doing the things of God. But they got so busy doing those things of God. Got so busy wrapped up in what they thought was important that when God showed up, when he knocked on their hearts, they ignored him. So much so that 30 years later, they're the ones who had him killed. Now, I know why you're wondering, why is he talking to us about this? Why is he talking to us about these group of Pharisees? Why is he talking to us about these religious people that were busy doing God stuff? We ain't busy doing God stuff, right? It's okay. It's okay. It's a good thing. But here's what I ask you tonight, real quick. Tonight is what I ask you. As we sing these songs, as we watch these videos, as we celebrate what's about to happen, do you find yourself on the side of people who get Christmas? Or do you find yourself on the side of someone who very likely could miss it? And I'm going to argue if you miss it this year, it's because you're too busy. Now, again, you're going to say, I'm not too busy doing God stuff, I assure you. I have not been doing God stuff. And that's fine. You wouldn't be doing God stuff. The reason the Pharisees were doing God stuff is because that's what they thought was important. They thought the God stuff is what was going to make them valuable. It was what was going to make them their parents happy with them. So for you, I don't think you've been doing God stuff, but I think it is entirely possible that you've spent all week preparing for family to come into town, worrying about who's going to sleep where. Do you have enough food for this person? Oh, they're coming, then we need more food. I think it's possible. I think it's more than a little possible that you've been swamped at work this week. So swamped, trying to get everything done, trying to get the year wrapped up, because you don't really want to work next week, right? It's the week between Christmas and New Year. You want to chill. You want to coast. So you've been killing it at work this week, trying to get everything done. I think it's plausible that some of you have spent all week worrying about presents. Do you have presents? Have you checked the list? Have you checked it twice? Have you discovered who's been naughty and who's been nice? Do I have a present for them? Do I have the occasional backup present so that when the neighbor walks up that I don't really know their name, but they offer me a present, do I have a present to give them back so that I don't feel silly? You've been worried about that all week long. Some of you have spent tonight worrying about, okay, where are we going to go eat afterwards? Did I turn the oven off? Is everything okay? We got to call so-and-so because they got to come over because we got to do presents here, and then we got to go do presents there, and then we got to do presents there. So you've been worrying about all that stuff. I think it's entirely possible there are some people in this room that you've been so worried about the busyness and the doings of Christmas that right now at this moment, it's the first time, maybe this month, maybe this entire Christmas season, when you've stopped and said, oh, yeah, that's what Christmas is about. It's about Jesus. It's about this guy that showed up and changed humanity. See, that's all I want to say tonight. Don't miss Christmas. Don't miss what actually happened. Don't miss what God's done. Don't be so busy doing Christmas that you miss Christmas, because that's what the Pharisees did. They were so busy doing God things. Guess what? They missed God. You could be so busy doing Christmas that you miss Christmas. There was a Pharisee that didn't. His name was Nicodemus. And we have an account in the Bible in John 3 where he actually comes to Jesus and he asks him some questions. He's like, hey, dude, I get it. I know who you are. It hasn't slipped past me. And they have a conversation at night. And in that conversation, Jesus tells Nicodemus and me and you the importance of Christmas. He tells us why Christmas matters so much, why we must pause and focus and understand what it is that we are celebrating. And it's a verse you've all heard. You've seen it at football games. It's John 3:16-17. And here's what Nicodemus tells Jesus tells Nicodemus and tells me and tells you. He says, for God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 17, God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. See, we had a problem. It started a long time ago, and it still goes on today. We like to do things our way. We like to tell God, you know what, God, I know more than you. I'm right, you're wrong. And that created a bit of a barrier between us and God, because God's perfect. And when we chose to sin, that's what it means to turn your back on God and do what you think is right. A barrier was put up, and there was no way we could cross it, because he can't look on that. And so what he did is he said, you know what? I need to punish them. But instead of punishing them, I'm going to do it myself. So he put on clothes and he came to earth, lived a perfect sinless life so that he could pay for mine and your mistakes, so that we then could have a relationship with him. See, Christmas, folks, Christmas is a rescue mission. It is about the God of the universe coming down to earth saying, I love you so much, I'm going to give my life for you. So tonight, here's what I want you to do. Stop. Take a deep breath. Remember, oh yeah, this is why Christmas is important. Because the God of the universe came to earth to save me. Some of you, maybe for the very first time tonight, you need to wrestle with that. Do I believe this? Because if you do, you need to spend your life thanking him. You need to spend your life chasing him. You need to spend your life loving him. I mean, folks, that's what Christmas is about. I'm sorry, it's not about family. It's not about gifts. It's not about time off from work. It's not about great movies on TV or family traditions. Christmas is about Jesus, God's one and only Son, who came to earth to save you. Don't miss it. Do not let this season slip away without understanding what it's about.